Yesterday evening I had a meeting with the head rabbi here in Budapest. Not exactly the head rabbi. He was the head rabbi for 6 years. Now he's the rector of the Jewish university. And it was a public meeting. It was a debate of sorts. We were speaking about the similarities between Krishna consciousness and Judaism, and the specific topic was, who is God's chosen people? Nice, interesting discussion. Went on for 2 hours, including questions and answers from the audience. The rabbi thoroughly enjoyed it, and it's going to be on the website in Hungarian. So, but it's not in English. So aside from saying that much, I'll just move on to the next question. Or questions. Here's one from Pujarini Devidas. She says, why are we singing Jai Radha Damodar to a picture of Yashoda Damodar, and why are we praying for this childhood form of the Lord to manifest in our heart, whereas our goal lies in attaining Madhurya Ras? Good question. The first and most obvious reason is that the Damodarashtakam of Satyavrata Muni is an eternal glorification of the Lord that manifests through him and has been given to us by our acharyas to sing regularly on Kartik. Therefore, because they have told us to do it, therefore we do it. Srila Prabhupada followed that system, and he also instructed us to do the same, and we will continue to do that in ISKCON. And in the song, the main emphasis is on the Leela itself, which is focused around Mother Yashoda's love for Lord Krishna. And it accentuates the wonder of Vatsalya Ras. However, at the end, in brief, the author also prays Namo Radhikayai Tvayai Priyayai Namo Nanta Leelaya Devaya, that he's praying to your beloved Srimati Radharani. And it may be that the person posing this question and others, devotees, goal is to attain Madhurya Ras. But simply because we want to attain Madhurya Ras, that does not mean that we are oblivious to the other rasas. Indeed, that may be our aspiration, but as long as we're in the conditioned state, our real desire first is to become free from atartas and to develop a general attachment to the Lord and his associates. And anything that helps us to achieve that is anukul, whatever relationship that may be. Therefore, we also glorify and hear Krishna's pastimes with cowherd boys, with Pandavas, Mahabharata, because ultimately these things encourage our growing attachment to the Lord in a general way, and from a general into an ever increasingly specific way. And even when one's Krishna consciousness is matured, one's rasa is developed, it is not that gopis, for instance, don't appreciate the love of Mother Yashoda towards her son, or that they don't say Jai Radha Damodar. Their Ishtadeva will be Radha Damodar. But because Mother Yashoda is integral to Krishna's pastimes, because she is the mother of their beloved, because she has as much love for Srimati Radharani as she does for Lord Krishna, and because hearing and remembering her loving pastimes with Damodar gives them such ecstasy, therefore they won't be able to help from crying out, Jai Yashoda Damodar. So, yes, we should call out the name Yashoda Damodar, but here the question is, why are we singing Jai Radha Damodar to a picture of Yashoda Damodar? I can't make a general statement why everyone does it. I would say that sometimes when I observe devotees doing it, I think they do it because others have done it and it's a tradition, but they don't particularly think about it. They just repeat it. So my answer there would be is that sometimes devotees do it without thinking. However, there's also every reason to believe that devotees also chant Jai Radha Damodar with the idea, as Pujarini is asking, that they're glorifying Radha Damodar as their Ishtadeva after having nourished their attachment for that Ishta by glorification of Yashoda Damodar. And obviously, as Krishna himself says, activities that are done in knowledge bear a greater result. They nourish the creeper of our attachment to the Lord more. And why do we pray for childhood pastimes to manifest in our heart? Well, in the condition that we're in this material world, we're happy for any form of the Lord to manifest within our heart. We pray for Lord Nisringadev to manifest in our heart and destroy Anartas. If we'd be so lucky as to have baby Krishna manifest within our hearts, then that would be a very, very wonderful and very happy day. The devotee may be concerned, but my Ishtadev is the Damodar of Srimati Radharani. Then if one is so fortunate that baby Krishna appears within one's heart, then as the hint is there in the last shloka of Damodarashtakam, after offering obeisances and profuse prayers as being done here in the entire Damodarashtakam, at the end we may pray to little baby Damodar that just as others have also pray to you and offer their obeisances to your pastimes with Srimati Radharani and to Srimati Radharani herself. If you are inclined to bestow a boon upon me, if you're satisfied with whatever insignificant service I've performed to you, then my humble request is that you manifest yourself before me in this form of Radha Damodar, along with Srimati Radharani and also her assistants. And if indeed Yashoda's Damodar had appeared within our hearts, which will be for no other reason other than because he's been very pleased with us, then there's every reason to believe that he'll be inclined to further manifest that form of his, which is so dear to devotees in a position of Madhurya Rasa. So that's my limited answer to that question at the present time, and I hope it meets with the satisfaction of Pujarini. Hare Krishna.